Just give me one second, so that one.
Just for the board, is it disqualifying?
Which one?
For this case, says misdemeanor disqualifying conviction, but it also was a larceny for.
Which one, number seven?
No, I think that was 306.
It's a misdemeanor.
It's, okay, it's.
It's a class A misdemeanor.
It's not disqualifying?
Yeah, it's not, none of the 11.
I think the original part would have been, they got to look that stuff down.
Give me a minute.
Thank you.
So number seven is 23-520D?
Yep.
Danbury? I'm 23 dash what?
520.
Okay, gotcha, thank you. You were here before and were sworn in.
Good morning.
Morning, would you state your name and spell it, please?
Sure, Lieutenant Ethan Mabel, M-A-B-L-E, from Danbury Police Department.
Catching up here with paperwork. Okay, this is the point where you would each make a brief statement about the case, starting with you.
Okay, I'm here representing Chief Rittenhour, and Chief Rittenhour denied the appellant's pistol permit based on information in the police report for his domestic violence arrest in 2017. I do not feel through that history, he should have a pistol permit.
May I just interrupt? So the, is that, there a conviction with that case?
I'm not sure if it was, ultimately it was a conviction. It was domestic violence arrest in 2017, actually, that case was dismissed.
So that's a dismissed case, correct?
Yeah.
So we shouldn't have that case, correct? That's a dismissed case, records erased.
Okay.
I'm just confirming with you guys, not okay, I'm just asking, that's.
I'm not presenting it.
Oh, you're, yes, you are. I mean.
Okay, that was the reason for his denial.
What you would have to have is the officer or officers involved in the case at that time testify to their knowledge, their personal knowledge of the situation.
Okay.
Testifying from an erased report won't be okay.
And there's no other history?
He does have other history with our department, but not arrest history.
Is there anything else you want to explain that?
So you can testify to that.
You could testify as to other things if you think they're relevant to the decision.
Okay.
Yeah, he gets to do an opening first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to clarify that one.
So left ahead, you get to say a brief statement.
What can I say? I don't have no criminal record, nothing else. That's all I can say right now until he makes this statement.
Okay.
Okay.
So, anything else you would like to say in making your case?
Can I ask him a few questions?
Yes.
Yep, you can call him as a witness.
Okay, we can call him as a witness. Why would you like to have a pistol permit?
Well.
So, just.
You really can't ask that, huh?
Nope.
Well, even if he says, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, need is, yeah.
Unless he says, I want to commit a crime with it. I mean, it has to be for a legal purpose, that's the standard.
Don't tell me what I do. Do you drink, Mr. Garcia? I'm sorry, do you drink, sir?
I stopped like 8 months ago. I didn't have an issue with alcohol, never. I've never done drugs in my life, never. Weed, none of that. I'm a CDL driver. I get drug tested periodically. I put my clearinghouse information of my records with drugs and alcohol, so I don't have any issues with that. I decided to stop because I went to the doctor, routine check.
Sort of a yes or no question.
Yes.
Just.
Yes. I don't drink.
Okay, no, yes or no, okay. And over the course of the last few years, you've had 11 contacts with the police department, but traffic events, some traffic stops and things like that?
No, nothing. No tickets, nothing.
Okay.
Well, I had a ticket with a weigh station exit two, that was it, so.
All right, well, in 2011, you received a ticket for not having your insurance card. In 2012, you had a cell phone, and you were unregistered in 2013. So you remember those things? Those were three.
Not that I, no.
Okay, that's all I have.
Did you, would you like to ask him any questions? Any questions for the what?
I guess, what is the case, though? What's, that he has tickets?
I was just making the statement, that's all.
Hey, I'm not clear what the case is, for suitability case that you're trying to present.
Well, I guess, what were the other police contacts besides the traffic? Or,
I mean, I don't have any.
No, not you, sir.
We're not asking you.
Yeah. Was he named in other complaints?
Just accidents, traffic stops, traffic tickets. Nothing. I mean, he's been a victim in a couple of things, for vehicle owner and accidents, but I didn't include those in my account.
I'll take a look at the denial letter. And it says your application is denied based on suitability due in large part to the information contained in the police report from your domestic violence arrest in 2017. Is that the case that we're talking about that
yep.
is erased and you can't use?
Yes.
All right.
Any other questions from the board?
Would you like to continue the argument that he's unsuitable?
Yes, simply because that's, I don't want to overrule Chief Rittenhour, he didn't want suitable, so I'll stay with that.
Good answer.
Okay.
But as Chief said, it's based on the domestic violence arrest in 2017.
That's what his letter says, yes.
Would you like to say anything?
Well, what can I say? I haven't committed a crime. I don't have no records. I don't have no felonies. I don't have no criminal record in general. So that's all I have to say. I don't know what else I can say. Yes.
You're doing great.
Thank God, yes. Thank God.
Questions from the board?
You bring a witness along, sorry.
I'm sorry. Is that your wife
yes.
sitting next to you?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for coming to support her.
You're welcome.
I saw that in the records.
Did you intend to call her as a witness or anything or no?
No, she came here with me today to support
okay,
me.
Okay, that's
anything,
good.
You know, I don't know
no, that's fine.
What to do. I've never been in
It's your call.
Village, so. Yeah.
I guess final statements, but you've already made them.
Any closing argument?
No. Thank you guys for listening. That's all I can say. I don't know.
It's a little out of order, I guess. I asked if the lady was his wife, and obviously she is. She wrote a letter in support of her husband, and also she is kind of involved in some of these prior incidents, and so I'd just like to ask you, do you have any problems with your husband getting the pistol permit?
No.
Okay, you're not afraid for your safety or the safety of your family or any of that?
No.
Okay, even considering what might have happened in the past? Okay, thank you.
Other questions from the board? Colonel Overdorf?
So this is a denial by the Danbury Police Department. The denial was for suitability. The detective lieutenant was unable to present. The reason for the denial was a incident that occurred in 2017 that was part of an erased record in which the detective lieutenant was unable to present due to the Connecticut's erasure statutes.
So ready for a vote?
No, comments
Any
from the
comments
board?
By the board.
Comments by the board.
The only comment I'll make is the, and I hope it's helpful, the denial letter is really not good. It I know, but you can bring that back, and it should be, even if it, say that incident were allowed, you should put the details in there. You know, take a page or two and explain all the reasons for the denial. And if you had others, traffic stops and things you wanted to show towards suitability, to list them in order, dates they happen, when they happen, And that way, the appellant, any appellant, would have some idea of what he faces when he comes here, and the board would know in advance what kind of the case is, and you'd be able to present a much better case. So just some advice, and it's not the first time I've said that to an issuing authority. Hopefully that's helpful for you. For whatever input you have in how those letters go.
Time for a vote now. Correct?
Yes.
Attorney Sinetti?
Okay, appellant.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf?
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis?
Appellant.
Chief Wenzweig?
Appellant.
Detective Goods?
Appellant.
Johnson.
Appellant.
Last name is Johnson.
Johnson, I keep getting that wrong. I'll get it right.
Goody or you at the end, anyway.